20 Video Games We Can't Wait to Play This Summer by Matt Peckham. A few weeks ago, the notion of a classic but modernized and fully realized Metroid game would have seemed chimerical. Yet, there we are, just a few months shy of Metroid: Samus Returns, a reimagined version of the similarly titled 1991 Game Boy Adventure. The entire summer's games lineup feels unusually robust, from Splatoon 2's esports-angled, ink-splashed madness, or Uncharted, The Lost Legacy's fortune-hunting antics, to Pyre's curious action role-playing inversions, and Tacoma's evocative exploration-driven enticements. Here's a look at some of the biggest games for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, the Nintendo Switch, and 3DS due over the next 4 months, from June 20th to September 22nd. Ever Oasis. Studio Grezzo, best known for its work with Nintendo on 3DS games like The Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes, takes a stab at a role-playing game of its own, in which players complete missions to fund an ever-expanding sanctuary. Nintendo 3DS, June 23rd. Crash Bandicoot and Sane Trilogy. Sony's radioactive Orange Bandicoot returns in a remastered compilation of original developer Naughty Dog's goofball 3D run, jump, and spinner, including Crash Bandicoot, Cortex Strikes, Back, and Warped. PlayStation 4, June 30th. Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age. More than a spiffed-up remaster of the 2006 fantasy role-playing romp, Square Enix's return to a world of warring city-states will include a reimagined and previously Japan-only character progression system. PlayStation 4, July 11th. Yonder, The Cloud Catcher Chronicles. An under-the-radar open world from former Activision and Rocksteady personnel, Yonder, The Cloud Catcher Chronicles, transpires on a lush, if predictably corruption-afflicted isle, wherein players can cook, craft, farm, and fish while attempting to aid the land's inhabitants by purging the forces of darkness. PC and PlayStation 4, July 18th. Splatoon 2. Nintendo Inc.-inspired vamp on third-person ballistic mayhem gets a sequel that both doubles down on this area-coverage shooter's esports angle. Players spray walls and floors with their team's color to earn points, but adds a new single-player campaign as well. Nintendo Switch, July 21st. Pyre. Bastion and Transistor Studio Supergiant Games' third project is an action role-playing game in which adversarial trios attempt to destroy each other's pyre on battlefields. The catch being, players can only control one uniquely skilled character at a time. PC and PlayStation 4, July 25th. Hey, Pikmin. Nintendo's peculiar series about manipulable throngs of rainbow-colored critters gets its first handheld installment, shifting from omnidirectional 3D to side-scrolling levels in which players, still playing as Captain Olimar, deploy Pikmin to solve puzzles and do battle with enemies. Nintendo 3DS, July 28th. Miitopia. Nintendo's exuberantly strange role-playing game lets players cast their favorite Mii characters in fantasy roles to do battle with the forces of a Dark Lord who's stolen the faces of Miitopia's townspeople. Nintendo 3DS, July 28th. Tacoma. Wander through a derelict and gravitationally unsettled space station, unearthing animated replays of crew interactions in an attempt to understand what went wrong in Studio Fulbright's follow-up to its acclaimed Gone Home. PC, Mac, Linux, Xbox One, August 2nd. Agents of Mayhem. This open-world action game, set in developer Volition's signature Saints Row universe's future, lets players switch between superpowered teams of uniquely talented agents who set out to thwart nation-destabilizing terrorists. PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, August 15th. Matterfall, another outlandish shoot-em-up from Resogun and Alien Nation Studio, House Marquee. Matterfall puts players in an armored battlesuit, then has them tangle with alien enemies while traveling levels partly designable as well as destructible on the fly. PlayStation 4, August 15th. Uncharted, The Lost Legacy. This standalone sequel to Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, is Studio Naughty Dog's latest fortune-hunting escapade for PlayStation 4. But this time, the protagonists are both women, including a character we haven't seen since Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception. PlayStation 4, August 22nd. Absolver. Studio Slowcap's debut online brawler, Absolver, lets players build decks of cards that dictate martial combat maneuvers, unleashed against other players in multiplayer matchups. PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, August 29th. Mario & Rabbids Kingdom Battle. This Ubisoft-led mashup of companies Rabbids and Nintendo's Mario franchises melds a turn-based tactical combat game with the antics of mustachioed plumbers, crazed bunnies, and psychedelic landscapes in a quest to restore the Mushroom Kingdom. Nintendo Switch, August 29th. Yakuza Kiwami. A remake of the first installment in Sega's acclaimed Yakuza action-adventure series, inspired by the eponymous transnational crime syndicate Yakuza Kiwami, picks up sometime after prequel Yakuza 0, one of Time's best games of 2017 so far. PlayStation 4, August 29th. Life is Strange Before the Storm, Episode 1. Stripped of Life is Strange's time-rewarding mechanic, this prequel focuses in more straightforward fashion on narrative choice and consequence, telling the story of 16-year-old Chloe Price's friendship with a popular girl who harbors an apparently dark family secret. PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One, August 31st. Knack 2. PlayStation 4 architect Mark Cerny directs this sequel to his 2013 action platformer about a craggy creature who can change form, size, and function to grapple the environmental and adversarial challenges. PlayStation 4, September 5th. Destiny 2. Destiny 2's big rethink involves an alien invasion force, shock and awing Earth, torpedoing the game's signature towerscape and nerfing everyone's powers. The sort of cliche that goes down easier when it includes a host of new features, play modes, locations, public events, strikes, raids, even more alluring vistas, and overall interface streamlining. PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, September 6th. Dishonored, Death of the Outsider. A standout postquel to Dishonored 2, Dishonored, Death of the Outsider chronicles assassin Billy Lurk's quest to dispatch the morally capricious but meddlesome outsider, a kind of supernatural chaotic force by wielding an array of new powers and abilities. PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One, September 15th. Metroid, Samus Returns. Samus is finally back in the reimagined version of the 1991 Game Boy Adventure Metroid 2, Return of Samus, which preserves the game's side-scrolling spelunking while modernizing the gameplay with new controls like melee counterattacks and a 360-degree free-fire option. Nintendo 3DS, September 15th.